let's say a colleague of yours launches a new idea and it's wildly successful. But what made it successful isn't because it was a straight line up. Oh no, I guarantee if you look closely, it wasn't. It's because they were willing to keep pushing through the bottom of the J curve. They used the things that weren't working as fuel to improve their idea. They used the challenges of their behavior change as fuel to make it happen and to push through the hard times. If you look at people who are successful in innovation and change, it's because they are extremely aware of the J curve and they're willing to push through it.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hey, hey, everyone. Tamara here, your host and innovation enabler and creator of the Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment, the only tool that tells you your natural style and strength of innovation. And by the way, if you haven't taken the assessment, go do that because that is your foundation for your competitive advantage. All right, I'm excited for today's episode because we are going to talk about the thing that most people do not talk about. And it, man, if there's one thing I love, it's talking about the things that other people are scared to discuss, that they kind of shy away from, that they hope goes away or just, you know, close their eyes and wish it isn't so, which we all know none of those things help us. So I want to talk about the one thing, especially in innovation and change, that we all try to avoid, but it is the harsh reality and it is the reason most innovation efforts or even behavior change efforts fail. And I'm going to give you some examples on both the business side, that individual side, and that personal side as well. And that is this. Let me ask you a question. So it's January 2021. So most of us have some kind of New Year's resolution or just changes that we want to make, right? Isn't that fair to say? Most of us start the year with something we want to do differently. Maybe it's we want to work out more, we want to exercise, we want to drink more water, we want to eat healthier, we want to lose 10 pounds. Or maybe it's something in business like we want to get that promotion or we want to solve that one thing that's been holding us back in our jobs or we want to initiate this idea that we've had for a long time now. Or maybe it's something from like business to entrepreneur. It's like, okay, I want to launch that business. I want to make that pivot. I want to start my t-shirt design company, whatever it is. The point is, we have these ideas of this innovation, this change we want to make. And we think, because we're all excited, that the minute we make that change, that innovation, that starting point, the minute we make it happen, that it is going to be this wonderfully fluffy, all high fives and fist bumps way up. Like if you were to look at it as a graph, we think that change and innovation is a straight accelerated line up. Because the minute we decide it, it should be. The minute we make that change, the minute we launch that innovation, it should work, right? It's the right thing to do or you wouldn't have done it. Well, we all know from experience that that's not how it works. How it actually works isn't a straight line up, it is actually a J curve. Let me walk you through this first, and then we'll dig into some examples. There's this thing called the J curve of innovation and change that we've really uncovered over here at Launch Street and that we work a lot with in the online academy. And the J curve, think of that starting point of innovation and change, right, on your graph, and you're like, woohoo, let's do it, and everybody's gung-ho, and you're excited, and for a couple days, you're crushing it, or you launch the idea, and for a few days, everybody's on board and everything's working. But instead of that straight line up, it dips down. And in that bottom part, it's when it gets hard. It's when it gets challenging. is when things don't work as well as you wanted them to. Because let's face it, on paper, everything looks great and works well. And in reality, it doesn't. Wasn't it Mike Tyson that said, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face? Might be one of my favorite quotes. But in the J curve of innovation and change, that's what it's like at the bottom. That's where you start to question things, doubt things. That's where you start to lose a little bit of confidence. It's where things get harder, maybe even more complicated. It's where you start to see what doesn't work. It's where the naysayers and the doubters start getting louder and louder. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to complete the J curve, then I'm going to go back to that bottom part. If you make it through that dip, when you get to the other side, that's where you start to reap the benefits of your hard work. You start it, you dip down in the J, and then you come back up. But here's the challenge that most of us have with the reality of the J curve and the thing we don't want to talk about. When we get to the bottom of the J curve, what do most of us do? We don't stick it out. We don't go, all right, this is just the bottom of the J curve. I just got to get through this. No, it's not human nature. When we get to the bottom of the J curve, we doubt ourselves and we jump ship. We believe the doubters around us, or we let them take over and we let our idea go. We think, oh, maybe I was wrong. Maybe that business idea wasn't a good one. Or we think, oh God, getting up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym is just too hard. I'm gonna sleep in a couple times and then see if I want to come back to it, which we never do. That bottom of the J curve is where you've got to do the work and where you've got to be able to have the confidence and the tools to push through it to get to the other side. But most of us, when we're at the bottom of the J curve, we quit. That's where we let our ideas go. That's where we start to believe that the change that we wanted to make is not only too hard, but maybe we're not even capable of it. That's where we start to think that brilliant idea that we were so gung-ho on just a week ago, maybe it wasn't as good as we thought it was. Why? Well, let's see, the sales didn't come overnight. Turned out some people had questions we didn't anticipate. We realized that the market we were trying to go after actually didn't want our product. There's a million reasons why. And when it comes to our own behavior, at the bottom of the J curve, we let the hard work scare us off, don't we? Now, let me just say, I'm not saying all this in a judgmental voice. It might sound like I'm yelling a little bit because I feel so passionately about this J curve bottom that we never talk about. And I feel passionately that we need to talk about it and we need to understand it, because I think if we understand it, we can push through it. Because here's the thing. You know it from the people that have these experiences. Let's say a colleague of yours launches a new idea and it's wildly successful. But what made it successful isn't because it was a straight line up. Oh no, I guarantee if you look closely, it wasn't. It's because they were willing to keep pushing through the bottom of the J curve. They used the things that weren't working as fuel to improve their idea. They used the challenges of their behavior change as fuel to make it happen and to push through the hard times. If you look at people who are successful in innovation and change, it's because they are extremely aware of the J curve and they're willing to push through it. So my challenge to all of us as we careen into the rest of 2021 is to get really intimate with the J curve and to be okay at that bottom place where it's frustrating and hard. You know, I was on a webinar the other day, I was presenting and then they had questions. And one of the questions I got from a woman was, but I'm so exhausted and frustrated. What do you do when you just feel like you want to give up? She was at the bottom of the J curve. She was in that place. I saw it in her eyes. And, you know, I said to her very bluntly that you got to push through. You got to figure out other ways. You got to improve. You got to think about how you're communicating your idea. You got to think about how to get those doubters on board. Now, that's not what she wanted to hear. What she wanted to hear was, here is my hack. Here's my quick fix. But it's not. I promise you it's not. It's about pushing through it. Let me give you a couple of personal examples to really bring this to life. I'm going to just Yeah, I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'm going to give you a personal example and, of course, a professional example. In fact, let's go professional first. So as most of you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, and if you don't, hey, now you'll get to know this. In 2020, like many of us, the rug got pulled down. So my business with innovation and human performance, that was all about traveling the country and keynoting and going into companies and workshops. And basically, I was on the road 24/7. Obviously, that all just got pulled out from under me once COVID and all the lockdowns hit. And in that, I realized I needed to shift my business to online. And not just shift it like, oh, I'll do some webinars and I'll do my keynotes virtually. That wasn't what I meant. I meant was I needed to fundamentally shift my business model to one that's going to serve my customers given what they need from me now and how they need it. And that is why we created the Everyday Innovators Online Academy, is because I knew that people needed the confidence and the tools to get unstuck, to stop feeling undervalued, and to transform into high-performing, high-value innovators. So that's what we do in the Online Academy. You're welcome to check it out. The link is in the show notes. If you just go to gotolaunchstreet.com, gotolaunchstreet.com, it's there. But that's not why I'm telling you that. Why I'm telling you that is we hit that J curve hard. I mean, there was so much uncertainty and other things going on that just really clouded the marketplace. So when we launched, we got some people, but it wasn't with a huge fanfare that I wanted or expected. And then we made some adjustments and that didn't really do what we needed it to do. And then I made some more and that didn't do anything. And I was like, oh my gosh, do I have the wrong idea? Like, have I made the wrong pivot? Do I need to completely adjust again? Like, what have I done? I was at the bottom of the J curve. So I launched this thing. I'm all excited. I get this initial success, right? But then the hard work and the things that aren't going well start to really bubble up. And I'm going deeper and deeper in the J curve. Now I'm doubting myself. I'm doubting the idea. I'm doubting the people that we serve. I'm doubting all of it. But I knew if I just pushed through and used this as an opportunity to improve and optimize and continue to refine the value and make it stronger and stronger, that if we continue to figure out how to give people the right tools and the right mindset and the things that were really going to launch them personally and professionally and really ignite their innovation, I knew that we could make this work. So I stuck with it. And sure enough, over time, that J started to go on the upward swing on the other side. But I will tell you, I had some seriously sleepless nights throughout that process. And the bottom of the J curve was even worse. That bottom, let me just say it bluntly, sucks. But it's what it takes if you want to make innovation and change happen. If you want to be the one that drives that success to the next level, you got to be prepared for the bottom. What I've learned over time is that while it sounds a little bit cliche, is we should really embrace the bottom of the J curve, because here's what I really do believe. Look, upon reflection, and I've really seen this time and time again, but particularly recently with our academy, is in that bottom of the J curve, I learned so much. We improved so much. And I don't think had we gotten more and more of that initial success and it had been more of a straight line, I don't think I would have made the improvements and added the value that we've come to today, had I not been at the bottom first. That place is, there's a wealth of opportunity and innovation down there if you can quiet the doubting and the naysayers. All right, so that's my professional example. I want to give you a personal one as well, because I don't know about you, but for me, my personal and my professional life is extremely intertwined. So, and this applies to both, and I think you'll feel it. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't add personal to this. So, recently, I got talked into training for and doing an Ironman. So, for those of you who haven't done it yet, who aren't crazy enough to sign up, it's a 2.3-mile swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride, followed by a marathon, a 26.2 run. Let me just be clear. I sink when I swim. I've never ridden a road bike in my life, and I look like a duck when I run. And I just started this training like 3 weeks ago, and I've got this layout of like 30 minutes of run followed by this and, you know, 2 hours of biking and then 30 minutes of swim followed by 30 minutes of run. It's exhausting saying it to you, actually. But here's the thing. So the first week really that I was training, I was like all in. This is exciting. This is great. And then I got tired. I hit the bottom of the J curve and I was like, this is hard. I don't want to do this. This isn't for me. But I knew if I just thought a little bit differently about how to train that I could get through the J curve, right? I know to embrace the J curve. So I thought, okay, well, what if I just added more sleep? I get like 6 hours of sleep. What if I made it to that, you know, elusive 8 hours of sleep a night? So instead of getting up at 4 a.m., what if I shifted and got up at 6 a.m., which, by the way, if you know me, for me, that's actually kind of a big deal. I've been getting up at 4 a.m. for, oh my gosh, like 7 years. I go to, before this training, I was doing CrossFit and I would go to the 5 a.m. CrossFit. So I was one of those crazy people who got up at 4 a.m., got to the gym at 5, and then was done working out by 6. And I loved it, but I needed that sleep. So I was using the same training model that I was using in the past for what I was doing now, and it wasn't working. And the bottom of the J curve showed me that. So I'm exhausted. I don't want to get up. I get up. I keep getting up. But I realize I've got to make some improvements. I've got to innovate my way into this training just like I would in business. So I figure out how to get more sleep. I figure out how to adjust my training schedule to work better. And slowly but surely, I get out of the bottom of the J curve and get to the place of success where it's actually working. But again, I share that story because it could have been very easy for me to jump ship at the bottom. And by the way, this is not about willpower or if you're determined or not determined. I believe you all have willpower. And actually, research has shown that we all have limited resources of willpower. So to ask you to engage your willpower every single day, multiple times a day, is actually very hard. We have a limited amount, it turns out. But it's not even about that. That bottom of the J curve isn't about your willpower to see it through. It's about an understanding that that's the process. The J curve of innovation and change is simply part of the process. I'll give you another great story of a person from our academy, Anthony, who owns a catering company. And he was telling me this story about how at one point a while back, they implemented new inventory software and client software. But that meant totally revamping how they did it. And that also meant that for a while, they were going to have to, when they launched the new system, they were going to have to keep using the old one because they needed redundancy, and that they were going to have to figure out all the tweaks and things that don't work and, you know, the things that they need to adjust now that they've implemented. So all the challenges. So he did something really smart. He sat his team down and he said, here's the deal. We're going to implement this new software, but it's going to be more challenging and more work for a little while. We're going to have to take double the effort because for a while, we're going to need to work out the kinks, figure out the problems and adjust, and continue to use the old software at the same time so we have redundancy. He set that expectation of that J curve of innovation and change. So instead of denying it, running away from it, closing their eyes and wishing it didn't exist, Anthony did something really smart. He set up himself and the people around him to deal with that bottom part. Because man, do those naysayers and doubters get loud when you're at the bottom of the J curve. And sometimes, by the way, those naysayers and doubters are in your head. And sometimes they're the people around you. Oftentimes they're both. So set yourself up for success. Figure out how to embrace the J curve of innovation and change. It's the ugly truth none of us want to talk about, but the reality about what it takes to be successful. And in fact, I'll tell you this. I was just listening to a podcast that I love, the Ed Milet Show. And if you haven't listened to it, I recommend it. We can put the link in the show notes for you. Ed, if you're listening, love your show. You're such a fabulous interviewer. You have not only do you have great guests on, that's fine, but I think you're one of the best interviewers out there. So I hope you hear this. In fact, I hope you have me on your podcast and come on mine. All right. He had on Damon John, who was the founder of FUBU. If you're older like me, you remember one of the most like epic, big clothing brands out there. He's a shark on Shark Tank, known for his business savvy. But I was listening to his interview on the Ed Milet Show, and he was talking about the struggles and how like he launches his business and then it goes bankrupt and he launches it again. And then he can't get the inventory done. And then he launches it again. Right. He has spent a lot of time at the bottom of the J curve, and he didn't call it this. but he talked about pushing through and persevering. And that's what the bottom of the J curve is all about. And I know that you can do it. I cannot wait to hear how you get to the other side of the J curve just by pushing through a little bit longer, not letting the naysayers and the doubters take over. All right, with that, Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.